you remember? Protesters in Thailand came out in mass on Sunday, again defying a ban on protests against Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha and the powerful monarchy. Demonstrations have gone on despite the arrest of dozens of protesters and their leaders, the use of water cannons on protesters, and shutdowns on much of Bangkok's metro rail system in an effort by authorities to quell over 3 months of demonstrations. Tens of thousands of people marched through the streets of the Belarusian capital, Minsk, on Sunday, demanding the resignation of veteran President Alexander Lukashenko, and officials threatened to use firearms against the protesters. Belarus is a former Soviet republic closely allied with Russia. It's been rocked by strikes and weekly street protests since authorities announced that Lukashenko, who has ruled since 1994, had secured re-election on August 9th, with an alleged 80% of votes. Security forces have detained more than 13,000 people since the election, including all major opposition leaders who had not left the country. Opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who ran against Lukashenko and then fled to Lithuania, urged the president to quit by October 25th or face worker strikes that would paralyze the country. An 11th person was detained in France on Sunday, police said, as French authorities investigated the murder of Samuel Paty, a history teacher who was beheaded by a suspected Islamist in an attack that stunned the country. Satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, whose offices were attacked in a mass killing 5 years ago, was among groups organizing a tribute to Paty in Paris on Sunday. The teacher was killed. The teacher who was killed had shown students cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a discussion on freedom of expression. This is VOA News. Pope Francis expressed support on Sunday for 18 fishermen held in Libya, weighing in on a standoff between Italy and the administration of Khalifa Haftar, one of the North African country's two rival leaders. In his weekly blessing from St. Peter's Square, the Pope offered words of encouragement for the fishermen who have been in Libya for more than a month, as well as for their families. Libyan patrol boats detained two Sicilian fishing boats on September 1st and brought the crews to Benghazi, where the military commander Haftar is in charge. The crews, made up of Italians and Tunisians, were accused of operating in Libya's territorial waters. The fishing grounds have been disputed since 2005. When Libya's then ruler, Muammar Gaddafi, unilaterally extended Libyan territorial waters to 74 nautical miles offshore from 12 nautical miles, Haftar, who controls eastern Libya, is trying to enforce this. Italian newspapers have reported that Haftar wants Italy to hand over four Libyan nationals convicted of human trafficking in return for freeing the fishermen. Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio told Parliament on Thursday that such an exchange would be unacceptable. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat was taken by ambulance to a hospital in Israel on Sunday for treatment of a worsening case of COVID-19, the Palestinian Liberation Organization is saying. Witnesses said Erekat, who is 65, was on a stretcher when he was placed inside an Israeli ambulance outside his home in Jericho in the occupied West Bank. Erekat, who is also Secretary General of the PLO, disclosed on October 8th that he had contracted coronavirus. Switzerland announced tight restrictions on Sunday to tackle the recent spike in coronavirus cases, including a national obligation to wear masks and a ban on large-scale public gatherings. Gatherings of more than 15 people in public places will be banned from Monday, and masks must be worn in all indoor public places, the government announced following a meeting. Hit by a plunge in turnover after foreign tourists vanish, Michelin-starred Hungarian restaurant Kostas has staged a skyline dining event on the Budapest Eye Ferris wheel. It's a play to generate sales in a coronavirus-proof environment. Restaurant's owner says that with traffic down in both restaurants and also on the Ferris wheel, it was the perfect pairing. The Ferris wheel's separate cabins help diners socially distance. Tickets for the dining experience cost up to $155 each for a four-course meal, and they sold out within days as affluent local clients saw a rare escape from coronavirus restrictions. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Music and more.